Ring, good morning.
Good morning to you, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning. Always good to get you back on the show.
Thank you.
Now, how does this one work? How does one exactly go along and declare themselves president, in fact, inaugurate themselves as president when they have lost the election?
Well, Sean, as we might remember, the last 3 months, the current controversial person who declared himself as the president, Raila Odinga, boycotted the presidential reruns for the reason that where he cited irregularities and also voting mangering. So basically, what we see unfolding here, it is a parallel government declaring itself parallel to the Uhuru Kenyatta's government. But if we look closely, this event has been described as an event well choreographed to subvert or overthrow President Uhuru Kenyatta. So the country is divided politically equally because all these two gentlemen rally behind some their ethnical or their ethnicities in their support of their political gain in the country.
So we are continuing to see sort of these kind of tribal issues crop up in African politics.
That's right, Chris. It has shown that it has been always the case. If we look clearly, Kenya now is further polarized. The situation that was very intense, it has been like this for decades now. But recent events that had unfolded in 2007 and then leading to 2017 elections and the death of Mr. Chris Musendo had really shown a light on how corrupt and also how difficult it is to govern a country where is ruled by tribal allegiances and also tribal alliances.
So we're seeing the country quite divided on this one. As I said, you know, some people calling Odinga the people's president. Has there been much of a reaction from Uhuru Kenyatta, the actual Kenyan president right now?
Well, the reaction, it hasn't been militarily or even security-wise. We have seen the shutdown of the main TV stations and radio stations. And also there has been some infrequent cut off of the internet to prevent people televising the inauguration live. If you would really, if you notice the events that have taken place in Uhuru Kenyatta Park, which where the current controversial leader Raila Odinga declared himself, wasn't really televised on the main TV station across Kenya. In fact, it was televised through social media, and that's how we all learn about it. So the government, it is on a crackdown now on the media, and whoever dares to write about the events that have taken place in Kenya for the last 2 days. So the government definitely is suppressing the dissidents, political dissidents, and also is pushing forward to crack down on those who would support Raila Odinga. And we have seen some Raila Odinga supporters breaking away, or rather not coming to that inauguration, fearing for their own lives as well.
Yeah, because it sounds, you know, obviously it sounds a little bit lighthearted, somebody declaring themselves president of a country, having the inauguration for themselves, despite the fact they've lost this election. But these are very real issues of corruption and of dissatisfaction that we are dealing with, that Kenya is dealing with right now. In your view, is it likely to escalate? Are we likely to see more and more come of this?
Well, Sean, the country is in a crossroads from civil war. If you analyze the situation carefully, you would see now that Kenya has been divided from east to west and south to north. And in terms of whether the inauguration of Raila Odinga inaugurating himself as the president, or whether Uhuru Kenyatta has been declared as the president, there has been some irregularities, because even the Kenyan constitution stipulates that a country and a president must be declared when all the electorates have voted. In the case of the rerun that have taken place a couple of months ago, most of the eastern and western Kenya, most of the polling tally, people didn't turn up. They boycotted the election. Therefore, the inauguration or the declaration of Uhuru Kenyatta as the president constitutionally isn't correct. But he was sworn in as the president. But Mr. Raila Odinga maintained he's boycotting the whole election processes because the root causes weren't really addressed. So the likelihood of violence breaking out is highly possible. And I God forbidden, I hope not to see that happening, but that could be the case.
Well, Ring, like I say, it's a bit of a tangled mess. Do appreciate you coming on and trying to untangle it just a little bit for us, and obviously one to keep our eyes on.
I appreciate your time, Chris. Thank you.